I've got some Cokes here, cold ones, if you want a Coke. What you rather have, coffee or Coke?
Coffee.
Coffee? Well, I'll turn the light on.
Well, I'll go do it.
Well, heat it up a little.
Just a minute, I'll go.
All right.
Okay. Talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say some people like it how?
Black.
Uh-huh.
And some put cream in it. Some people, and they got this pasteurized cream, that powder cream.
Mm-hmm.
I use that, but some people won't put, some of us use pet milk and carnation cream, but, and some of them rather have it black. They said it better for you just drink it black,
mm-hmm.
but it tastes better when it got a little cream in it.
Yeah.
And sugar. I don't like it without sugar. Now, she don't put nothing in her coffee. She drinks it black.
I don't wear my coffee.
Any other names for black coffee?
Well, you know, here we use community coffee. I don't know whether y'all have that where you live or not, but we have community coffee here, and we have Luzanne, Morning Treat. You can get dark roast or light roast. I get the dark roast because I like my coffee strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that dark roast, you can't hardly tell it coffee. It looks like colored water. It's weak.
Mm-hmm.
If I drink strong coffee, it don't bother me, but weak coffee makes me sick of the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drink weak coffee.
Something, do you ever hear of drinking coffee barefooted for black coffee? Drinking coffee barefooted. Do you ever hear that expression?
Drinking it barefooted.
Uh-huh. Meaning black coffee.
Yeah, no, I never did, yeah. My son-in-law, he said, I make coffee so strong you can cut it with a knife.
You say, some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like
them. They'd rather have milk over them. I've seen them eat them dry, but I'd rather have a little milk over mine, but I don't drink any more sweet milk no more. When I was in the hospital, Dr. Fontenot told me I could have one cup a day, but don't drink over one cup, but I don't drink none at all.
Mm-hmm.
I use orange juice now instead of milk. I drink orange juice for breakfast and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or either a Coke.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about distance. Say something, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
Oh, it's just a short ways?
Uh-huh. Or say if you'd been traveling and still had about 300 miles to go, you say you still had what to go?
Well, if you'd asked somebody and they knew, I reckon they'd tell if you'd be traveling, they'd tell you, say you had 50 miles to go yet before you got to where you're going,
mm-hmm.
if you told them what you want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Or you might tell, say if you were taking a trip and you stopped someplace for lunch, you might tell the others, now, we can't stay here long because we still have a
good ways to go yet.
Uh-huh.
You drive all the way down here by yourself.
Uh-huh.
You had a pretty good trip, didn't you?
I sure did. It'll probably take me 2 days to get back.
It will. When you going back?
A couple more weeks.
Oh. Yeah. You going all around over this parish first, ain't you, before you go back? Then do you go back and work Mississippi or not?
No, I'll be staying in Louisiana. I'm just about through with Mississippi.
Oh, you're about through with Mississippi, huh?
Uh-huh.
And you get through, you're going all over Louisiana, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Well, you know, now they tell me, of course, I don't know. You see a man with a lot of people with education, you can read up on these things and find out a whole lot more than a man that don't have much education, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I wished I could have got a good education. Of course, I tell you, I'd live right. I don't owe nobody nothing. I never did beat nobody out nothing. I never drank in my life. I never gambled. I never run around at night when I was a young man. I always come in. And after I got mad, I was mad for 54 years. I was home with my wife every night, and I married this woman. We'd soon be mad.